Thank you. Yeah, I'm a bit slightly taken aback. I thought I had about another two speakers to go, and I was going to make a quick run to the toilet. So I really hope I kind of make it through the next 5 minutes. But anyway, my What Now story, I guess it's around how to turn every potential disaster into an opportunity and how to get your ass onto national TV, which was something that happened to me quite recently. So this all happened during the recent slips and floods in Nelson that I'm sure many of you were also affected by. So we live up on Cleveland Terrace, and a few of my neighbors are here tonight. And when the rain started coming down, we were up on our spot on the hill feeling, you know, really safe. We bought a house on the hill. This is so cool. All those people down there, suckers. Why did you buy a house next to the river, you numpties? We were watching the river just rise and rise and rise. There were people just being taken out on boats from Nile Street, and we thought, oh my God, this is just mad. But we're fine, sweet. Went to bed that night, and then about 10 p.m., just as we were kind of, you know, getting ready for bed, there was this creak and a crash and this huge bang, and a phone started going off, and one of the neighbors said, the trees have come down! And these massive pine trees that we've been, to be fair, looking at for the last 10 years had eventually come down onto the house right next to us, and most of the land come down with it. So we were like, fuck, what now? So we went to bed, and most of the other neighbors cleared out, but we thought, oh God, no, I just need to sleep, you know. And then about 4 a.m., we got a knock on the door, and a guy said, yeah, I've just been checking the drains around here, and if I were you, mate, I wouldn't really want to stay here tonight. So, okay, what now? So anyway, we kind of cleared out. It was me, my husband, and our daughter. We thought, what do you do at 4 a.m.? And we thought, oh, we'll go to the beach. The sun will be up soon. We'll take the dog for a walk, and you know, it'll be nice. Couldn't get to the beach. All the roads were closed. So we kind of pulled up in a car park and thought, oh, we'll just try and have a snooze. But the phone was just going off every, you know, few minutes, going like, oh, this has happened, that's happened, whatever's happened. You better get home quick. And we thought, oh, bloody hell, what now? So we went to McDonald's because we thought, well, where else is open at 4 a.m. in the morning? So we thought, oh, well, let's go and get a coffee. So we went to McDonald's. We pulled up in the car park. We thought, let's just call the neighbors. So we called the neighbors. We said, come and join us. So we had all of our neighbors there, and we were having coffee. And weird thing is, it was the first time in 10 years that I've been in Nelson that I've ever been to the McDonald's in Nelson. So it was quite a revelation, and you had to push all these buttons to order stuff. And it was like, what the fuck has happened in the last 10 years? This is weird shit. What now? So I just went up to the counter and said, can I have a coffee? And I go, there you go. So it was, you know, it wasn't that bad in the end. So yeah, we had quite a little party in the neighborhood. And then eventually went home and surveyed the damage. And not only was the slip coming down on our land, but there was a car that was also being pushed into our back fence and was, you know, kind of on the edge of falling into our back garden. So we thought, oh, what now? I thought, oh, well, we'll just see what happens. So we kind of kept an eye on the situation for the next few days. And then somebody said, oh, Jacinda's coming. So we thought, oh, brilliant. Got the binoculars out, and I was watching her come down Nile Street. And you know, I thought, all right, I've got to make the most out of this situation. So as soon as we saw the cars coming up our street, we thought, right, let's get out there. And my neighbor, Kimberly, the bitch, got there before me, and she was giving her this massive hug, and I thought, right, I'm gonna go. So I just went in, and the people who were watching thought, I thought you were going to give her a rugby tackle. And if you were in the States, because our neighbors are American, they said the FBI would have taken you out. So I was really lucky. But anyway, I got in for a hug, got my picture in the paper, of course. And then, you know, we're kind of hanging around, just waiting to see what they're up to. So they surveyed the damage. There was Jacinda and all these other, you know, bigwigs. And she was looking at the area, and I couldn't get in close enough because there was all these journalists around. But then the lady from the Nelson Mail, she was talking about the house next to us, and she said, oh, what's this ladder here? And I said, oh, that's our neighbor. That's Frankie and Victoria. That's the only way they can get into their house. And she said, oh, can I get a picture? And I said, yeah, sweet, of course you can. Right. So she said, can you just pretend to climb the ladder and I'll take a picture? And I said, yeah, no problem. So off I went, you know, climbing up the ladder. I was going, Frankie, get the kettle on. I'm coming up. Up I go, climbing up the ladder. Next thing I know, my phone's going off. Everybody's contacting me. People that I haven't heard from in years, literally 20, 25 years, saying, I saw your ass on the 6 o'clock news. So that's how you do it.